So you did the study, or how did you actually? I'm just kind of curious how you did this.
This is an unfunded, all of the real-world studies that we've published have been unfunded trials where we've really come up with these questions that are not only relevant in our practice, but relevant to our patients. And I think the proof of the fact that they're relevant is the fact that we email colleagues or reach out to colleagues from different centers around the world and say, hey, would you be willing to participate? The answer has always unanimously been, this is really worthwhile. We want to know the same thing. But in any practice, even MSK or Penn or anywhere where you work, there's probably not enough patients at one center to answer the question. So we've worked really hard to put together this informal consortium of centers worldwide, where every time we have a relevant question, we get together and we pool our data, obviously through having IRB-approved retrospective protocols for this type of work, combine, analyze, and then as a group decide what are the relevant findings and then present those at meetings like ASH or ASCO or IWCLL and present the papers. I think probably over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had somewhere between 6 and 8 real-world papers that were published. As a result, we're working on one now focused on venetoclax, where we've had over 40 centers worldwide from as far away as Russia send us emails requesting to participate because they really want to share their data, participate in the experience. And I think everybody recognizes that there are just not going to be certain clinical trials conducted. And really, the only way for us to answer questions for our patients specifically is to gather our information. It's better to collaborate and share data than it is to be isolated in a silo where no one's working together. And actually, one interesting thing that's come out of this is that we've identified questions from our retrospective studies that we think are relevant for clinical trials, and we've actually gone on to then conduct the clinical trials. We developed a trial looking at a PI3K inhibitor, umbralisib, specifically for ibrutinib or idelalisib-intolerant patients to see whether or not we could class switch and maintain response. That trial completely was born from the real-world trial that we published in 2015 in Blood, where we were looking at class switching between ibrutinib and idela. So this informal real-world group is now actually turned into a consortium where we're conducting clinical trials together, and the questions are all coming from the retrospective reviews.